my goodness, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be chatting to you today. You are literally one of the world's coolest visual artists, photographers, and of course you call yourself the visual alchemist. Welcome to Five Tribe.
Bibi, how's it?
Listen, you have been working on something so incredible for the last 2 years, and it is currently on exhibition at Sandton City. Please can you tell us a bit more about what drove the idea behind In Good Company?
The idea for In Good Company started 2 years ago. My vision was to create a visual art collection celebrating 32 South African greats in order to impact our country positively.
Can you paint a picture of what those 2 years looked like? You know, like from preparing everything, from getting all these incredible South Africans together, and the challenges you came across while working under this incredible project.
Well, the project really started about finding these amazing South Africans. And I would say that was the biggest challenge at the beginning, because I think everybody's response was, well, who else is in it? So it really started off like a small snowball that just got bigger and bigger and bigger. We started to get some amazing celebrities on board. We got Nadia Nakai, we got Kuli Chana. Once those names started coming on, we got greater support in the project. And then within months of that happening, the pandemic hit us, and that probably presented the biggest challenge, because now we had to create this in actually very creative ways. So I wasn't able to then shoot on site or in other areas. We really contained it to the studio. In some ways it was a blessing in disguise, because it really forced me to be a lot more creative and introduce a lot more digital elements into the artwork, and a lot more compositing elements, which became a style in itself in creating this piece and what makes it distinctly different.
What did you say your favorite thing about the project has been thus far?
I think a person that really stood out for me was Thuli Maroncela. And she was certainly a highlight. Didn't know what to expect. I mean, she's up there with Madiba in terms of status. And when she arrived in studio, she was the most humble, really amazing spirit of a soul. And what not many people realize is that Thuli is actually a very creative person at heart. They know her as being this tough former public protector, but they don't know she's got a very artistic side to her. She designed her own clothes. She even published a children's book this year. When we sat down, she was asking all the creative sides of the project, and she understood what we were setting out to achieve, especially with Reach for a Dream, where all the proceeds are going. And she got the project so much that I ended up asking her to write the foreword for the book.
Incredible. Oh my goodness. And the really awesome thing about In Good Company, the exhibition, is that it has been extended at Sandton City until next week, Monday, the 15th of November. For all South Africans who want to check out this incredible work, what do you want them to take away from it?
You know, In Good Company reignites our creativity so that we can realize our dreams again. And for me, this is about South Africans coming in and really getting exposed to greatness. I think that it's such an important time to unveil something like this in the country right now, because we've been through such a time of major disruption, as many people have had to put their dreams on hold. In Good Company reignites our creativity and optimism so that we can realize our dreams once again.
So many people over the years always say that, you know, to be a good photographer, you're fine with just a phone, because, you know, technology has just advanced so much. And I want to get your views on this, especially for young people who hear this and go, okay, I have my phone, can I just get started? What would you say to those young people?
The world has changed so much, and we have access to technology. We've got access to some of the best camera equipment that we carry around every single day. I started out with it, and that is even combined with great technology that exists. I mean, there are apps like Snapseed, which really can take photographs to the next level. And I'm mentioning one, but there are so many. I think if you're passionate about photography, if you're passionate about the artistic side of life, use what you have at your disposal and start out there. Once you get better, then start to upgrade it. But don't let that hold you back.
Absolutely. Mark Gregory, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Five Drive.
Been an absolute pleasure, Bibi.